Coming up on episode number 766, it's Thursday night, cover story night, and time for a long overdue cover story. Veronica Belmont, internet famous Veronica Belmont, suggested this to me way back last year at Dragon Con, and if I wait too long, I'm going to see her in a couple months at Nerdtacular, and if I wait too long, if I don't do the show before I see her next, then she's going to be really upset with me. So the Muse cover story, it's happening right now. Do you mind not yawning while I'm doing the intro? Tristan's here for, you know what, I'm going to leave that in. Tristan's here for Take Your Son to Work Day. He's going to be joining me for the show. Why don't we kick things off? It's the Muse cover story coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting rougher, cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a little hulu. Come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Thursday night. It's Thursday, April 28th, 2011. My name is Brian Abbott. Welcome to another cover story edition of Coverville. This is where we take a group, an artist, somebody entrenched in the music industry, and we play a bunch of different songs from their catalog, either covers that they've done or covers of their music. Tonight, the music of Muse, by request, by suggestion. We've got a few suggestions and requests we're going to get to as part of the show, but before I go too far, I should introduce a co-host that I have for the show. So today is Take Your Son to Work, or Take Your Child to Work Day. Because it could be sons or daughters, right?
It could be anybody.
Yes, and so yeah. I have with me Tristan Ibbett, the son of Coverville, who's, you know, he has to learn this thing, because one day I'm going to be too old to do this, and he's going to have to pick up the reins and take over.
Like Santa Claus.
Right, exactly. That's a great example right there.
Well, you said reins, so.
Oh, I get your reins. Okay, like the reindeer and taking the reins of the sleigh.
Yeah.
Nicely done. Okay, why don't we get things started? We're going to kick things off with the song that really put Muse on the map for a lot of people. It was their introduction to this band. If you weren't living in the UK, this was probably the first song you ever heard by this band. It is a cover of Uprising. This is by Vandarth from his 2010 album Songs from a Parallel Universe. Here is Uprising.
Transmissions will soon resume. They try to push the drugs to keep us all dumbed down and hope that we will never see the truth around. Another promise, another scene, another package lie to keep us trapped in greed. And all the green belts wrapped around our minds, an endless red tape to keep the truth confined.
hide. It's cold and loveless. I won't let you be denied.
See the life I've
from the soundtrack to the film Not Another Teen Movie from 2001. That's Muse with our cover of the Smiths' Please, Please, Please Let Me Get What I Want. Before that, the Versatones. You always hear, or frequently, I should say, frequently hear collegiate a cappella on Coverville. And I'm pleased to tell you that that's not collegiate a cappella. That, my friends, is high school a cappella. The school is, let me tell you this again, it is, or not again, the Moses Brown School from Providence, Rhode Island. That is the Providence, Rhode Island High School a cappella band, the Versatones, with their cover of Undisclosed Desires. Incredible work for a bunch of high schoolers. Really, really well done. You'll find that on the Best of High School a cappella, or BOHSA, 2010 to 2011. Pick it up. A lot of great covers on there. And again, you will be blown away by the fact that these aren't collegiate bands singing these. These are high schoolers. We start off the set with Van Darth with his cover of Uprising. I love how that starts out all acoustic and then just kind of moves into a heavier rock sound. You'll find that on his 2010 album Songs from a Parallel Universe, a mostly cover album. Mostly. That's Tristan. He's joining me for Take Your Child to Work Day. Yeah, so you're gonna finish all my sentences?
Yeah, because you take forever sometimes.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm,
that's no exactly why I have you on the show here. Let's talk about the sponsor for Coverville today. It's MapHook. You can find them on the web at maphook.com, but most importantly, you can find them in your iOS device. You can go to iTunes and you can get the app. It's free. It's a free download. It's a location-based social network, and it's about storytelling, not about checking in, not about, oh, you're now the mayor of Starbucks, blah, blah, blah. No, MapHook is really, really cool, and it integrates with your Twitter and Facebook. So you can say, all right, when I publish this MapHook item, I want it to go to Twitter. I want it to go to Facebook, and saves you from having to go multiple places. I hate having to go to a whole bunch of different sites to make my social network messages. It'd be nice to be able to do it in one place like you can with MapHook. It's got a story builder so that you can actually string several hooks together. Maybe you went on vacation somewhere and you want to talk about all the cool things you saw, all the cool places you went, all the cool places you ate dinner. You can do that. It's all really easy and really cool. Like, follow a band and talk about all the concerts you saw, whatever. Check them out. You'll find them at maphook.com, or more importantly, you can download the MapHook app and start creating hooks today. They do have an Android client coming, so if you're an Android user, don't worry, you're going to be coming to the party pretty soon. So keep an eye out for MapHook on your Android device, but if you have an iOS device, there is no reason not to pick up MapHook right now for it and enjoy it. Let's get to set two of music, and we're going to start this set with Endlessly. This is performed by opera singer Renee Fleming, and I know what you're saying. You're saying, oh, opera on Coverville, please. Come on, man. You're killing me here with this opera stuff. Well, no, I'm not, and you're going to enjoy this. Here's her cover of Endlessly from her 2010 album, Dark Hope.
Of me. see it's trying to speak. Cherished dreams forever. We'll be right back.
from the album On the Rocks. That is Scala Choir. They were just here in Colorado last week. I didn't get a chance to go see them because of the trip I went on, but really wanted to see them. On the Rocks by Scala from Muscle Museum. I'm sorry, doing a cover of Muscle Museum by Muse. Before that, you heard Muse. You heard them doing a cover of Popcorn. That came from the single for Resistance, which came out last year. It was one that you could buy from their website, muse.co.uk, I believe. You can buy all their singles there. Really cool. I love when bands do that and actually have a store on their site where you can buy their music as well. Popcorn, of course, originally done in the 70s by Hot Butter. Renee Fleming before that with her cover of Endlessly. That comes from her album from last year called Dark Hope. See, I told you it was a pretty good cover. And you were scared by that word opera, weren't you? Mm-hmm. Thought you were. All right. When I first announced that I was doing a Muse cover story, this was the big request I got, a cover for Newborn. This is done by the Vitamin String Quartet. You know, I am always impressed by these albums, the Vitamin String Quartet. It could be something really gimmicky. It could be something really schmaltzy and novelty. And novelty is, you know, the adjective, not the adverb novelty.
Let's get some novelties.
Yes. But this, you know, Vitamin String Quartet always seems to knock it out of the park. And they do it with this one as well. From the Vitamin String Quartet performs Muse before. Try it again. From the Vitamin String Quartet performs Muse album from 2010. This is the Vitamin String Quartet and their cover of Newborn.
Thank you. let me sleep. Your memory.
Of a Dying Atheist, originally on the album Absolution, I believe. That is J.F. Sebastian from his 2010 album 10 Covers, with a great cover of that song. Before that, that was Muse with House of the Rising Sun, the traditional song that was probably most popularized by Eric Burdon and the Animals. You'll find that on the 2002 album One Love. It was a compilation put out by New Music Express, or NME for short, or NME for real short. Vitamin String Quartet right before that with a cover of Newborn by request, that one from the 2010 album Vitamin String Quartet performs Muse. And you know, you haven't heard Muse until you've heard them
be amused.
Yeah, until you've heard them done in string quartet form. It's really, really cool. I mean that's great stuff to just have on in the background. Really, really cool album. But you know what? That's going to do it for this edition of Coverville. Tristan, what'd you think?
It was okay.
Yeah?
Yeah. I would say 4.5, 6, 7 out of 5.
Oh, stars. Good. I thought you were going to say out of 10.
Well, that's bad.
No. 4.5, 6, 7 out of 5? That's good.
Out of 10, that would be bad.
That would be bad if it was out of 10. Good. Well, I'm glad you can't... vote like that on iTunes. Might as well just round it up to 5.
Yeah, probably got
it. Yeah, because that, you know, if it was 4.4, I'd say, well, then you had 4.5, but you went over 4.5, so.
My teacher says you'd round it to 50, 4.50, or 4.5, and then you'd round it to the nearest one.
To 5, right, exactly. That is going to do it, though, for this edition of Coverville. Thanks for tuning in. What do we got coming up next week? Something, right? Something fun with... Coverville. Let's pull up my list here, which I should have done before. Let's see. Oh, yeah. Okay, so Comic Book Day is coming up in a little over a week. Saturday, I believe. It's a day where you can go to your local independent comic store and get free comics.
Ooh.
Free.
Too bad there's no a free card day.
Yeah, too bad.
I don't do comics.
Sometimes
do
they
cards.
Have those. Sometimes they do.
Anyway,
so free comic book day is coming up the first Saturday in May. And in honor of that, Tuesday's show, May 3rd, will be a comic book day Coverville. So if you have requests or ideas for songs that feature comic books...
Spider-Man would be good.
Of course, Spider-Man by the Ramones. There's a bunch of covers of Batman. Anyway, stick around for that. That'll be next week. Until then, this is Brian Abbott saying that just about covers it for tonight.
And Tristan.
Just about covers it for both of us. We'll see you next time. Have a good night. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by CashFly.
CashFly, CashFly.com.
Okay. Coverville is also part of the Frogpants Studios Ultra Feed. You can find out more about that by going to frogpants.com. Podcast so good.
It's like you're there. I can't do it like Scott Johnson. He's better at that.
Nobody can do it like Scott Johnson.
Studios Network. For more information about this and other shows, visit frogpants.com. Audio program so good, it's like you're there.